Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. And this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some groundbreaking research that's pushing the boundaries of how AI interacts with the world around us. From understanding videos better than ever before,
to making language models more secure against attacks, and even blending the digital with the physical in ways that challenge our perceptions of reality.
We're talking about innovations like PLAVA, which is revolutionizing video understanding with less resources, and AdVPrompter, speeding up the creation of adversarial prompts to make AI models tougher.
Plus, HoloNeRF's fascinating approach to connecting 3D models with text for better scene representation, and MAPPA's method for generating realistic materials from just descriptions.
It's a thrilling time in AI research, and we can't wait to dive deeper into these papers. So let's get started.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
The recent paper titled Pooling PLAVA presents an innovative approach to enhance video language models, crucial for understanding and generating descriptions from videos. Traditionally, adapting image language models for video has been computationally expensive and inefficient. This research introduces a straightforward method that significantly improves this process.
Right, Jacob. The core problem they identified is that directly applying image language pre-trained models to videos doesn't work well because it leads to performance issues. They found out this was due to a bias towards high norm visual features when processing multiple frames from videos.
Exactly. And the solution they propose is clever yet simple. By implementing a pooling strategy that smooths out the feature distribution over time, they effectively mitigate the issues caused by those extreme features. This adjustment allows for more balanced and accurate interpretations of video content.
And the results speak for themselves. Pooling PLAVA sets new benchmarks on major video understanding tasks like video question answering and captioning. For instance, on the video ChatGPT benchmark, it scored 3.48 out of 5, surpassing previous state-of-the-art results by 9%.
Moreover, on MVBench, which involves multi-choice questions across 20 subtasks, Pooling PLAVA achieved 58.1% accuracy on average, which is 14.5% higher than its predecessors. This leap in performance demonstrates the effectiveness of their proposed method in practical applications.
Absolutely, Jacob. What's exciting is how this research could make video-based AI applications more accessible and efficient by reducing the need for heavy computational resources without sacrificing quality. It's a significant step forward in creating AI systems that can understand and interact with multimedia content more naturally and effectively.
Large language models, or LLMs, have been making waves with their capabilities, but they're not without their vulnerabilities. A recent paper tackles one such issue, jailbreaking attacks. These attacks involve crafting prompts that cause LLMs to generate inappropriate or harmful content. Traditionally, finding these prompts has been a manual and time-consuming process. But this paper introduces an innovative solution.
Right, the solution they propose is called AdVPrompter. It's essentially another LLM trained to automatically generate what are known as adversarial prompts. These are tricky inputs that slip past the usual defenses of an LLM, prompting it to output content it's not supposed to. What's groundbreaking here is the speed and efficiency of AdVPrompter. It generates these prompts up to 800 times faster than previous methods.
And here's how it works without getting too technical. The training process for AdVPrompter alternates between generating adversarial suffixes and fine-tuning its own mechanism to produce better ones over time. This doesn't require any inside knowledge about how the target LLM works, which is a big deal since many models are proprietary and don't share their inner workings.
The real-world applications of this research are significant. By understanding how to generate these adversarial prompts efficiently, we can better defend against them. The team even showed that by training LLMs with a synthetic dataset created by AdVPrompter, the models became more resistant to jailbreaking attacks without losing their overall performance.
Exactly, Heather. And while much of AI research focuses on making models more powerful or efficient, ensuring they're secure and resistant to manipulation is equally important. This paper represents a significant step forward in safeguarding AI technologies from potential abuses, making them safer for real-world application and integration into sensitive environments where security is paramount. This research introduces a fascinating system called Halo Neuref, which stands out by enhancing the way we interact with digital representations of large-scale tourist landmarks. Unlike previous approaches that focused mainly on geometric reconstruction, Halo Neuref integrates language to provide a semantic layer for navigating and understanding these landmarks in more detail.
Right, Jacob. The key innovation here is how it uses state-of-the-art vision and language models, but with a twist. These models are usually great at understanding broad visual semantics, but fall short when dealing with complex scenes like tourist landmarks. Halo Neuref overcomes this by incorporating expert architectural knowledge through leveraging large-scale internet data, including images and associated text.
Exactly, Heather. It's interesting to see how they've managed to use this blend of visual cues and textual information to significantly improve the localization of semantic concepts within landmarks. They're doing this by creating neural representations that connect images of scenes with descriptions of semantic regions within those scenes.
And I think one of the most impressive aspects is how they use spatial correspondences between different views of a scene. This helps bootstrap a spatial understanding that guides 3D-compatible segmentation and eventually leads to creating a volumetric scene representation.
Absolutely. And their results show that Halo Neuref not only surpasses other 3D models in accurately localizing various architectural features, but also does better than strong 2D segmentation baselines. This could really change how we digitally explore and interact with famous landmarks, making the experience much more intuitive and informative.
For sure, it's not just about seeing these places anymore. It's about deeply understanding them through a mixture of visuals and language. Imagine exploring the Colosseum in Rome, not just by looking at it, but also by getting insights into its history and architecture as if you had an expert guide right beside you.
Today, we're discussing an innovative approach to 3D modeling, specifically how to generate materials for 3D meshes from text descriptions. This research takes a leap from traditional texture mapping to creating procedural material graphs for each segment of a mesh.
Right, Jacob. These procedural material graphs offer a significant advantage in terms of rendering quality and flexibility for edits. Instead of the usual practice of training models with vast datasets of 3D meshes paired with textual descriptions, this method ingeniously uses a pre-trained 2D diffusion model as an intermediary.
Exactly, Heather. The process starts by breaking down a shape into segments. Then it uses the diffusion model tailored to these segments to create 2D images matching parts of the mesh. These images are pivotal for initializing the parameters of material graphs, which are then refined through a differentiable rendering module to align with the text descriptions.
What stands out is not just the method's novelty, but its tangible benefits: enhanced photorealism, resolution, and editability in the generated materials compared to current methods. It's a significant stride in making 3D modeling more accessible and customizable.
Absolutely. And while we're looking at early stages here, the implications could be huge for industries like gaming, animation, and virtual reality, where detailed customization and high-quality rendering are key. Imagine being able to verbally describe an object's material and having it rendered in high-fidelity 3D. It's quite remarkable.
Indeed. For those interested in exploring this further or seeing examples of this work in action, there's a project page available. It showcases just how groundbreaking this approach could be for the future of 3D design and material generation.
And that was the AI Papers podcast for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.